This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas, whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer. Get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hi, friends. So, as a prologue to this episode with Baby Yoda Bevison, I just wanted to mention that there is some audio problems, but when is there not? The audio itself, I think, is fine, although you can hear a lot of, like, well, not cat meows, but like a lot of thumps and stuff in the background. I don't know what I was doing. As you all know, and as I mentioned before, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I'm totally learning as I go, and there's going to be things like this, like audio issues, just any kind of weird little thing. And I also left in here at the beginning of the episode a little bit of awkwardness. If anybody can tell you that's been on the podcast with me, it's basically just a bunch of laughing and silliness. I edit out pretty much all of the irrelevant stuff and, you know, try to cover up the awkward pauses. But sometimes it's just, it's funny. So I left it in here at the beginning because I still have yet to come up with a way to transition into asking questions and to getting on with the interview. So you'll see that here at the beginning. I just wanted to mention that. So I hope you enjoy this first part of the interview with Karen from Baby Yoda Bevison.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm stressed.
Oh, why? Because of this?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't be stressed.
I got like 10 cups with water and Coke and oh, my gosh.
It's going to be good. It's going to be totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm probably more stressed.
Why?
Because this is like, I don't know what I'm doing, is the thing.
I can't relate.
Do you live by yourself, or who do you live with now? I think, I don't know how to ask questions. This is what the whole thing is going to be like. I'm going to be like, I don't know what I'm talking about. And then we're going to laugh about it. And then we'll try and freaking get through it. Okay. Sorry, Karen. So do you live by yourself? Can you share a little bit about your background? I think everybody knows where you're from, but where are you from? Where do you live?
I'm from Mexico, Mexico City. Every time people ask me, I say I live in the outside, but it's known to be part of Mexico City. So yeah, Mexico City.
So like, it's kind of like, not like downtown, but like a suburb sort of Mexico City?
Yeah, kind of like the suburbs. Downtown, it's no traffic, 30, 35 minutes. And you know, traffic, it will be an hour and a half, or it depends on the day.
Yeah, so just like any major city, just depending on traffic.
Yes, horrible.
Do you live by yourself?
No, I currently, excuse my English. I currently live with my mom. It's been like that for a while because with the traveling and stuff, it doesn't make sense to rent something. But very soon I will be moving out, I think. I just got an apartment and yeah, I'm not so excited. It wasn't planned. But
oh gosh,
yeah, I'm just working on some renovations and I'm excited that the babies will have their own room.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, well, it's actually the office, but the corner will be like the baby's room. They have the bed, the walls have glitter.
The baby room's gonna love it.
I know, I wanted to have like my room with glitter. But mm-hmm. my mom is like, we're doing it together. So I asked her like, what do you think about this? And I knew glitter wasn't going to be an option for my room. So I'm like, okay, the baby's room is going to have glitter.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be excited to see those pictures.
Yeah. And it's not far from where my mom lives. It's 20 minutes from here, but it is a bit further away from the city, like downtown and all. It is a bit further away. Yeah,
so it's farther away from the city but still close enough to your mom and family.
Yeah.
Does this mean like you're gonna not be able to travel as much anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I had planned to stop traveling. Like Berlin last summer was my last trip. That's why I went there for like 2 months. And now with the apartment, yeah, I have to start paying that. But there are some trips I'm still doing.
Good.
It's just going to be less. Mm. I'm not going like for three weeks or 2 months or stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people wonder how you're able to travel, like with work. What do you do for work?
Yeah, because I don't think anyone can get that much time off from work.
Yeah.
So I'm a graphic designer. I'm currently working in web design. And since, oh my gosh, it's going to be 2 years, almost like 2 years and a half, something like that, I started getting a remote job. And they were very flexible. I quit that job and I got another one, which I think it's better because of the payment. I think I'm doing more stuff. But it allows me to travel. They are not asking me where I am. And as long as I'm available when they're asking me, like on the schedule, mm-hmm. then that's okay. So normally, for example, in Berlin, I had to work from around 1 or 2 in the afternoon, like until 9 or 10. But what I do is they send me all my work in advance, like one day before. So if I have time, I start working on it. And then I just send it the next day as I have to.
Oh.
And that helps a lot.
Oh, that's cool. But so you're still kind of like on a time schedule
from wherever you're, like, what, like the headquarters of the job or something, like you're following that schedule and turning things in at that time?
Yeah, which is Texas.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm in Mexico, North America, it's good. Europe, it's also good because it's just the afternoon and I do what I told you. When I had some issues was Asia, like Guam. Time was, my schedule is from like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was hard.
Wow, yeah, that would not be easy to do. And that wasn't something where you could like do all your work when they send it to you during the day and then just have it ready to turn in at night?
Yeah, that's what I did. In the mornings I worked. Then I took some time off, went to the beach, stuff like that. Went back to work, logged in at 10 and start sending stuff, sleep.
Oh.
And then woke up like at 5 to see if they, or 4, it depends if they needed anything. And then, but I mean, it's doable and I got used to it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think it would be worth it. Just that kind of a sacrifice just to be able to travel anywhere and still work. You know?
Yes.
So that is really cool. So what does your family think about? Do they know about your account? The baby's account?
Yes, all my family knows. Of course, my mom knows because I'm here and she even has her baby now, which is Wee-Wee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All my family knows, my sisters, my dad, uncles, cousins. Some people are not very supportive, but mainly my mom, dad, sisters, they are.
Yeah.
And still, even if they're not, I know they respect it because I like it. And if not, I'll get pissed and I'll start an argument, to be honest. So I think they are already used to the babies. But yeah, all my family knows.
Nice. How many babies are part of the account now?
It's 3 and Wee-Wee sometimes, because it's Bebesin, Rue, Pepe, and Wee-Wee sometimes, because it's my mom and he's here. Yeah. And you know, he's a little baby, he has to be integrated. He's Pepe's best friend.
Oh,
so yeah, it's cute. And also my mom is like, take pictures of him, he has to be in the account too. And when they send some happy mail, she says, oh, and is it for Wee-Wee too? And yeah, people write, oh, for Wee-Wee. So she gets excited about that. So yes.
Oh, that's so cute. So when you move out though, he's gonna stay, right? He's gonna stay with your mom?
Yes, he's my mom's. Yeah, he will be visiting, I will be visiting. The babies will be visiting, but yeah, he's staying with my mom.
Oh gosh, she would never start an account, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. It's not her thing.
Yeah.
How did you come up with their names, like Bebesin and Rue?
Bebesin, and it's so funny how some people, I think that they don't know pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I met Nina, which is the baby in Brooklyn, and her husband was saying it like Bebesin, you know, like
Bebesin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's Bebesin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think I just got Bebesin and I was like, oh, this is such a little baby, such a cute baby. And Bebesin is like little baby in Spanish.
Oh, it's perfect for him.
So I just started calling him like that. Then Rue, which her full name is Rutilda. That's a funny story. When it was COVID, I spent a lot of time with my mom. We watched a lot of things on TV and we were watching kind of a soap opera, but it's a series, a Mexican one. It's called El Señor de los Cielos, which is about a cartel, you know, a drug lord and stuff. And he had his daughter was named Rutila. And every time they talked to her, it was like Ruti and stuff like that. But that time is when I ordered Rutila. And my mom was always telling me, when is she going to arrive? What are you going to name her? Let's, and she's like, when is, and she started saying, when is Ruthie going to arrive? When is Ruthie going to arrive? And then I'm like, I don't know. And then she arrived and I was thinking about a name. And I remember I went to a park with my sisters, Bebecina and Rutilda, for the first time. And we were thinking about names. And then I saw her and I'm like, no, she's Rutilda, like Ru. We can make it Ru because, you know, they have friends from all over the world. So it's probably easy, Ru. And that's how she got her name, Ruti, Ru.
Oh, how cute. So she's named after a drug lord's daughter, essentially.
Yeah, and actually, I checked online, and Rutilda is with a D, and the drug lord's daughter is Rutila. So my mom and I just didn't listen it the right way, but it stayed Rutilda, Ruti, Ru.
No, I love her little name. It's like so perfect for her.
Yes, and then I remember Jojo started calling her the baby Roo.
Yeah.
So, oh, I love that name, and I think a lot of people, a lot of babies call her the baby Roo or just baby Roo. Yeah, so cute.
Yeah. Well, because she was such a baby when she came. I mean, Vivisane was. I mean, I still look at him as a baby. You know how like all the babies.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The RealReal. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheReal.com.
You're kind of growing up, being doing more kid-like things. Well, Bevacin does do Nike stuff all the time, which is not so baby-like, but I still feel like Rue, she's such a sweet little baby. She's gonna always be the baby Rue.
Yes, the baby Roo.
Your mom named Wee Wee?
Actually, no. He didn't name him, but I got Wee Wee in Vegas in the meetup because Pepe was supposed to leave us again, you know, because he was with us and then he left. And then he went back with us, and my mom is like, is Pepe leaving? I don't want him leaving. Can you get me one just like Pepe? Like, she wanted a Blinky baby. So I got Wee Wee, and then he didn't have a name. And I remember I brought him, and I went to a small trip in Oaxaca. And at the time I was watching an anime called Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't know if you watch anime,
A little bit, but I've not seen that one.
but I know some friends watch it, because I remember BY told me, oh, I know where you got the name Wee Wee from. Yeah, so John and I were watching Jujutsu, and he's like, oh, and Wee Wee appeared. He wasn't like a regular character, and he appeared, and he's like, oh, what about Wee Wee? Because Wee Wee is just this little kid, which is a sorcerer, but he's just, I don't know, he's just a little kid that is very obsessed with his big sister. And he's like, why don't we name the baby Wee Wee? And I'm like, okay, I'll ask my mom. And I told my mom, what do you think about Wee Wee? And she's like, yes, I love it, Wee Wee. So he's Wee Wee now.
That's so cute. I like that.
Yeah.
So how did Pepe get his name?
One little Peppy. This was just a suggestion from friends in the community. I was asking for his name, and then Peppy came up.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So when did you start your account? Was it before you found like the BYC, or was it after?
I think it was before. It was during COVID too, and I saw some accounts with babies. I didn't know it was like the Baby Yoda community. And I was just with the vaccine all the time. And I remember at the time I was feeling very sad. I just went out with my sister and I'm like, okay, let's take a picture eating our favorite snack. And this will be his first picture. And then I'm going to start the Instagram. And then it went from there. Like the baby starting adding and saying, hi, friend.
Like all the comments from the other babies.
Yes.
And that's kind of how you got pulled into
the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I start seeing all the events, everything. I remember I was so nervous about it was a picnic or something like that. I don't know. I remember I was so nervous because I'm like, I remember I told my mom, I need to go get a cake because there's a party, there's a picnic, and the bassin has to go. I was so, so nervous about that.
I know. It was such a interesting time, like learning how is this going to develop, and there's parties, these babies have to go to the parties, and like, oh my gosh, like how do I attend a party with the baby? And that's so cute, Karen.
Yeah.
You went and got a cake.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Were you a Star Wars fan before the baby or the Mandalorian? Like, how did you even find the baby? Like,
I wasn't a hardcore Star Wars fan, but I did like Star Wars before.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Mandalorian came out, I started watching it, and like, I think everyone in the community fell in love with him.
Yeah,
but I did like Star Wars before. I like, you know, going to Disney, going to the Stars Tour, all of that.
So I know you just came back from Puerto Vallarta. Do you have any plans to meet up with anybody else coming up soon?
Not very soon, but in June, I'm going to Seattle. So again, there's going to be Daddy Love Grogu. You know, maybe this time I can kidnap Cherry for once. I've always tried.
That's going to be a good time, I think, because she's going to be super distracted.
Problem is Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
You know, he's so protective of Cherry, but at least she came to Mexico. I remember I was telling them when I met them, I'm going to bring Cherry to Mexico. And he was like, no, you can't. And she ended up in Mexico with me. So that's nice.
And she had so much fun. It was so cute.
Yes. Yeah, but in that trip, actually, Grogu Lara, which is Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, she has Grogucito, which is Rue's little friend.
Mm-hmm.
She used to live in Mexico and she moved, but she's coming with me to that trip.
Oh, God.
And she's bringing the baby.
Oh, yay.
Too.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yes. And besides that, well, I guess I'm going to see your babies soon too.
Yeah.
And after that, I have a trip to Guam like right away. And I've been talking to, you know, Yoho.
Oh, yes.
It's a Japanese baby that I met last year. We've been talking about, I told her, hey, I'm going to Guam. I don't think I can make it to Japan this time. And maybe, hopefully, she'll make the trip to Guam.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, and I can see her and her baby.
Yeah. Because it's not, how far is that from like a flight?
It's just like 4 hours.
Oh, really? It's still pretty far, huh?
I mean, it's not so bad. And a lot of people from Japan and Korea go to Guam for holidays.
Oh, okay.
And she says she loves Guam. She's been there like 6 times or something like that.
Oh, wow. Oh, perfect. Yeah, so she should totally do that. That'd be so fun. How long are you going to stay in Guam?
Oh, for a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was planned before the apartment and all of that. But yeah, for a month. So I hope she can make it.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be so cool. I know the baby Rue is going to be happy. She liked the beach, huh?
Yeah, Rue is an island baby.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Vivacin loves the beach too, but he's kind of upset that we're not going to Japan this time.
Oh.
Yeah. He loved it, and now he says he's Japanese, you know? And he has his little kimono, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
That was him. You have any plans to go back to Europe anytime?
Not this year, but I want to go next year. My sister, she lives in the UK, so maybe visit her and from there go again to Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then maybe visit like one more place, like Sweden. I wanted to go to Sweden. Yeah. I even told Dodis like a year ago, I think, that I wanted to go there. So that would be fun.
Oh, God. I would love to go to Sweden. Has there been anything that's made an impact on you that wouldn't have if you didn't have the babies in their account?
Well, without the babies, I don't think I'll be here. I'll be where I am. There's been times when it's been rough. And I remember it was when I was like new, the account was kind of new. The Discord started. I was in the Discord back then. And I remember I wasn't feeling right. And then I got COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was during this season. How do you call this season in English? The Holy Week? Holy...
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, what is this week? Like Easter week?
Yeah, Easter week. There you go. So I got COVID. And for Easter week, my mom and my uncle, they have a house like in the outside of Mexico City. So they always go there. And it was a time where they were going to go there. My sisters, my mom. So I'm like, damn, I'm here on my own. Like, I understood they couldn't be with me anyways, you know?
Yeah.
But I was left here in the house and I was in the Discord and people were... I remember that there were times where people said, oh, hey, could you send some happy mail or stuff like that? Or people were asking, oh, who wants some happy mail? And I remember I said, hey, I'm not feeling so good. It would be nice. And I got like so many happy mail. That was really, really sweet. I don't know, like I've met some people in times that I was feeling very, very down. Like I got online support, but then by, I don't know, I don't want to say destiny, but another word doesn't come to me. Like I was going to certain places where there were baby friends that I had met once before, like mm-hmm. in Paris, there was Bandana Grug, Adelaide. So she went to meet me and she was even like, if you don't want to bring the babies, it's okay. And I was so bad that I left the babies like in the B&B. And she was just there with me, listening to me. And then after that, I went to San Francisco and Shannon, you know, Jojo and Jara were there. And I'd met them before, just once. And that time it was like, okay, let's plan something. And I was very down and Shannon was there. It was like, I don't know, it helped me distract myself a lot. But, you know, like mm-hmm. those things, I think, have been very impactful. Like, and people that have helped me online that I will be forever thankful.
That's the thing is, like, none of us planned for one to make friends out of this community. Like, it was just for the babies, just a little outlet of creativity, I guess, for us and for the babies, just to have a place to play or whatever. But then to have made so many actual friends and having those people become so important. No, not just that, but really be there at a time, you know, because I think there's been a lot of us who have had very bad times, very times when we've been very down. And if it wasn't for the community at that moment, you know, and it's not that anybody necessarily knew what was going on, but just having those people to connect with and talk to and just kind of be there was so helpful. Like they don't even realize where you might have been in that moment and what they did for you, but it's pretty dang impactful. It's amazing.
Yeah, because I remember like some people online that I hadn't met at the time that were helping me. It was like, I don't know, you don't expect this from regular people. There's sometimes where even people you know in real life are not there for you when you need them. And then, for example, I met Adelaide once. And then I told her, hey, I'm going back to Paris and stuff. And she's like, do you want to meet? And she took her, I mean, she didn't work at night, right? But it was her night off. She was there for me. Or Shanna, and I remember I was feeling so down. She even, because we went outside of San Francisco. She drove me back to the city and she was there. I don't know, like those things, I don't know. It blows my mind how there's people like that and it, in the community.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and then Shannon, they came to Mexico, right? To see you.
Yes. Yeah. She even stayed at my mom's house.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty nice. Like I wouldn't have expected that. Like, you know, I met her and now she's here. I took some days off. We went some places. That was really nice. You know, like some weeks ago that I went to Puerto Vallarta with Mao. It's also great how you make these friends. I met a friend yesterday. And she told me, oh, yeah, so you were in a bachelorette. How did you meet her? Because I told her, oh, yeah, I'm going to Seattle. How did you meet her? And I told her, oh, because of the babies. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, yeah. I've seen her like two or three times and we're good friends.
Yeah, it's so like mind-blowing. I don't think people can really understand or grasp it.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts, but not just any gifts, real gifts, thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
But it's not just online acquaintances, like it's become real, like strong friendships, like family friendships almost.
Yes, and I don't know if it's happened to you with the some baby friends that you've met, but there's times where I've met people that I didn't talk to or I wasn't as close to, and then after seeing them, even if it's one time, like there's this bond.
Yeah, yep.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. You know, like, for example, everybody knows Tini.
Yeah.
Tini was there from the start, you know. And then it's not like I message with them a lot. Or even with Kelly, with Beb and Susu. Or even Dale, right? but when I met them, it was, like, so amazing. I don't know, it created something. I didn't talk as much to them. Now I talk more and I feel really connected. I feel like they're like my good friends, you know?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head though. It's a connection. Like, you have made connections with people, and I think those are going to be like Dale was saying, even if the community or the Baby Yoda, like, not obsession, but like how we're so into the Baby Yoda right now, even if that was to sort of fade away, like the connections that we've made and the friendships that we've made is what's basically going to keep the community together. And I totally agree with that. Like, I know people have speculated that, well, what about when the Mandalorian ends, or what if there's no more, you know, movies or anything that has to do with the Baby Yoda, what's going to happen to the community? Well, I think it's still going to be there, because it's going to be the friends that we've made, that we're all going to still be a part of that community. So it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, and it's also the babies. I mean, the babies are my real babies.
Yeah.
So the babies are, even if the Mandalorian ends, the babies are the babies. They're going to keep on living.
Yeah.
My babies are going to still want to talk to their friends, post, share the nakedness. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so it's like their lives don't end because the Mandalorian might end. Like, they're still going to be doing their thing, so.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that maybe kind of answers, like, what keeps you in the community? Like, is it the friendships, or do you think it's the babies?
I think it's both. I've deactivated the account, I think, a couple times, or even the app. But
yeah,
I miss my friends. I was talking to them, and also I felt bad because the babies want to see their friends.
Yeah,
the babies want to still be there and
yeah,
share, see what happens. So yeah, but I think we're staying
good. Well, I think everybody needs a break sometimes. It can be a lot, you know, and just for your own mental health, you need time just to chill out and not feel the pressure of stuff. So, but I think as long as you're always going to come back, I know people get really worried and nervous when anybody leaves or we don't hear from them for a long time, because so many accounts have just kind of vanished. But I think the ones that have been here for so long, like us, are going to always be here, hopefully.
Yes, or even, for example, Baby Yoda Chan, the Chans.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't post anymore, but I got her WhatsApp.
Oh, good.
I got her on my personal Insta also. Oh my gosh, I forgot Kika.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of the account.
Oh, yeah, Chef.
Yeah.
Or something. Uh-huh.
I got her number. So there's still some contact even with the accounts that don't post anymore.
I think that's really cool, because that does show that it is the connection between the people that have really solidified the friendship. But like this one, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh my gosh, I think I'm an introvert. Yeah, I'm definitely an introvert.
Yeah, you think so?
I get very anxious when I need to meet people, mm-hmm. or even speak in public, even saying hi.
Oh gosh, yes.
I feel that people are going to think, I don't know, this crazy stuff. But yeah, I'm an introvert. Once I know the person, then things start changing, but I get a bit more open, yeah. But yes.
Yeah. And that's what's so interesting, Karen, is that when you travel so much and meet all these people, like, it doesn't seem like something you could do if you're introverted, but I think what you just kind of force yourself, right? To be out there. And
that's kind of weird, because when I go to other places, I like talking to people, like to other countries. Mm-hmm. I like making friends. You know, you're at a bar, it's full of like foreigners, and then you start talking. I like that. But maybe it's because I don't know them. But for example, if I know the person, well, not like I know the person, but I know the account.
Yeah.
You know, and then the first time seeing them, because you had contact with them the first time seeing them, I get nervous. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen. What are they going to think? But because I know them. or they know a bit about
Yeah.
me and stuff. So, but I don't know. Yeah, that's weird. So, yeah, I'm an introvert.
Yeah, but I think that's exactly, I think you explained it correctly. It's like if you don't know the person, then there's no expectation. Like either way, you don't expect anything of them and they're not expecting something of you. But when you do know, like sort of know the account, like I would be worried and I have been worried, like, okay, they're gonna think I'm a certain way. So when they meet me in person, if I'm not the way they think I am, are they gonna be disappointed or what are they gonna think of me? So yeah, that part is a lot harder. It is easier, I think, to talk to people
Yes.
you don't know than people you do kind of know. What is something that people may not know about you?
This, I think people don't know. I thought they did, but I think they just think it's you, the love for Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
I think so. It seems like that. But yeah, I love Taco Bell. You know it. Every time I go to the US, I try to eat Taco Bell. When I was in Spain, I found a Taco Bell.
Oh,
So
what?
I ran to it, but it sucked.
Oh, really?
So, yes, it was so bad.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's not like the equivalent of McDonald's, where wherever you go in the world, McDonald's is still McDonald's. It's not like that with Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, I remember I got some crunchy tacos, which should be like what they must be the same, I guess. But no, it was
Yeah.
so bad. So
Oh
bad. I was so sad.
no.
After that, I haven't tried Taco Bell in any other country that I've seen it.
I know that wouldn't be worth it. The disappointment would be just terrible.
Yeah. So I think that would be one thing. Another thing. I don't know, I have like 29 tattoos, around 29. I mean, some of them are pretty small.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So if I count like the tiny ones, it's like probably 31, 32.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, and one of those are the B for Bebesine and the R for Rue. Now I need to get a P for Pepe.
Yeah.
Because I got it before him, got them before him, but yeah.
Oh yeah, you have to. Yeah, those are cute. I like the little B and the R. That's sweet.
Yes, my baby.
How did you get interested in the races?
My family likes them. My mom has a brother. Well, one of my uncles works like in cars, not in motorsport, but in cars. So he started like, my mom started liking it like since long, long ago. And then I just started getting interested in it. And my sister, not the little one, I have two sisters. But the one that lives in the UK, she studied engineering. So she really likes cars and stuff. So it started to become like a family thing. And then the F1 started in Mexico, so we went to that one, like the whole family, my mom, their brothers, my cousins, my sister. So it became a thing, and I started to get like into it a lot. Yesterday, for example, when I went to this birthday at nine, I started looking at my clock and I'm like, damn, I gotta go. And then at 9:30, I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I gotta go. Why do you leave? Because the race is at 10. So I just left, and my mom was waiting for me because we were like, we watch together. When my sister is here, we watch with her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's more like a family thing.
That's pretty cool. I like that the whole family is into it.
Yes, well, not my dad, which is kind of weird, but yeah, my mom, my sisters, like my mom's family is.
Yeah.
And then of course the babies have to like the races.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But that's cool. Your sister's, what is it that she's doing?
Well, she's just a mechanical engineer, and she went to study motorsport, like a master's in motorsport. So she wants to work in F1.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, when you get your job, Bebesina and I are going there.
That's cool.
Like right away.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite drivers?
Well, I have to like Checo Perez because he's Mexican. So every Mexican loves Checo. But besides him, I like, oh my gosh, do I have to say the ones I like or the ones that babies like? Because the babies have their drivers.
Oh, the babies have different
Yeah.
ones.
Yeah, because I don't think the babies would support a driver I wouldn't support.
Yeah, true.
So the baby Roo loves Magnussen and Russell and and Checo. And Bevesin likes Hamilton and Lando Norris. And if I had to pick, I would go with Magnussen, even though he's not like in the first places and stuff. And damn, I think Russell too. Yeah.
That's so funny that they have their own favorites.
Yes. I normally don't watch the first practices because it's practice 1, 2, and 3. Sometimes I do, it depends, but yeah, I like watching it. I follow it. I have the app. I'm always like looking at the news.
Oh, cool.
I try to go when I can. I'm going this year again. I went last year to the Mexican and to the Hungarian. This year I'm going to the Mexican and I'm gonna try and get Devesin in.
Oh, do they not allow like certain things?
I mean, they should, because in the one in Hungary, they let him in
Yeah.
and they didn't even check him. And here I didn't try because when I've gone to the stadium to watch a football match,
Yeah.
they always touch him and they're like, no, he cannot go in. And I always say, but he has nothing. I remember once a lady wanted to take his head off just to see what was inside of him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I made like this desperate face, and she's like, oh, okay, just calm down. It went in, so I'm kind of scared that that will happen. So I'm just
Yeah.
gonna arrive super early on a Friday, and then if he can, then I'm gonna take him back.
Yeah, God, that's so crazy. Why would they want to take his head off, for Pete's sake? Poor baby.
See what he has inside. I know.
Jeez. I mean, you can feel the little body is squishy.
Yes.
What is Peppy like?
Pepe. I mean, I used to see him as the smallest baby, like, but now with Wee Wee, he's not the little baby anymore, but he's just a sweet baby. The thing is, when he wasn't with me, I think, oh my gosh, this is gonna sound like, I mean, probably people are gonna say, what is she saying? Because it was like when he was little and when he was not with me, it was when he was developing his personality, kind of. And because I was with him like for a week, 2 weeks probably when I got him. And he was just a little baby. Rue was taking care of him. He doesn't talk. He didn't talk to anyone but with Rue. Because when the babies talk, I mean, when I talk to the babies and they answer to me, they have the way they talk, but they have their voices and everything. But Pepe, at the time, he didn't. He just talked to Rue,
That is so cute.
And then when I left him, he was just developing his personality, like watching this anime. I heard he was doing some business. Does this sound weird?
No, it's so cute.
Was like, yeah, I got pictures of him and he was like in the computer and he's like, oh yeah, Pepe's doing business. And Pepe's a trickster and stuff like that. So I think he was developing his personality back then. And then when he got with me, I don't know, I try to maintain that, so that he kept his personality, but I think it kind of changed maybe a little. He still doesn't talk, at least with me.
Really? Does he just talk
Yeah.
to Rue still?
And Babasim too, they had
Oh.
like some time in Vegas to
Yeah.
bond.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
How cute.
I think that's still his personality. He's just a baby, and now with Wiwi, they're best friends.
Oh, good.
And on that random stopping point, that concludes part one of the episode with Bebison. Stay tuned for the second episode coming up soon. Bye, friends.